Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And then the rest of verse number 5, it says, of which we cannot now speak particularly. What does that mean, preacher? It literally means, Paul means that he's not going into detail of the significance of each article of the tabernacle. That's not his purpose in writing this. He's not going to explain to this what all the, because they already knew what these, what the candlestick was about, what the Ark of the Covenant, they knew what, so he didn't have to go into detail like I do Gentiles. You know, most of us have no clue. That's the only reason I went into detail. He said, I don't have to. The furnishings, these furnishings portray Christ. Christ has now come and reality has replaced symbolism. Christ is the one, not those articles. And that's why he said, now we're not going to speak of it particularly. It's not important now. Now Christ is our focus. Now Christ has come and opened a new and a living way to the Father. Now our focus is the worship of Christ and the sacrifice he made. Christ is our great high priest and he is the new covenant. And that's what he meant by that. Not that it wasn't important. It's very important about these articles when he said, I'm not going to speak to it now particularly, because they knew all about that. His focus was not on those articles. His focus was on who? Christ. Christ. Verse number 6. Now when these things were thus ordained, the priest always went always into the first tabernacle, accompanying the service of God. What it talks about went in always literally means it was continuous. Every day they were in that first holy place doing their job. It's very important to understand what he's saying here, that they were always, they never quit. They were always having to do something. But when Jesus came, he did it once for all. And that's where Paul is getting their direction from. The priest that they had come, the Jewish priests, they were always in that, you know, the table of showbread weekly. They would have to change, they'd have to replace the weekly showbread. They'd have to do the altar of incense daily, make sure everything's burning. The light, golden candlestick. They have to make sure it kept burning. Always they're doing something. Offerings and all sacrifices daily. That's what he's saying. Then verse number 7. But into the second, that would be the holiest holies, went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, for which he offered for himself and for the heirs of the people. Now, Paul was now speaking of the great day of atonement, which was the 10th day of the 7th month. The 10th day of 7th, always year after year after year, it would be that day when the high priest would enter into the Holy of Holies to offer a sacrifice first for himself and then for the sins of Israel. Now here's the key I want you to understand, and I'll close with this. Their sins would not be forgiven. And let that sink in. When the high priest would go in there once a year and place that blood on the altar, their sins were not forgiven. They were rolled over. What do you mean they were rolled over? Literally means that they would be winked. In Acts chapter number 17, verse number 30, we read these words, that God winked at them. The word wink, we think wink. Yeah. That's not what this word wink mean. You know, yeah, I know. It means he overlooked their sins. When that blood was offered, he overlooked their sins until the next year. Then they have to do it again. And it kept building. I think of it like a big snowball. Now it's going to come into picture. Every year, their sins are just rolled over to the next day of atonement. And then to the year after year after year, and it just kept more and more and more. And that's why when you understand when Jesus Christ was on the cross of Calvary, when it said he took upon himself the sins of the whole world, that wasn't there during AD 30 or 33. That was since the time of Adam. All those sins had been rolled over and over, and they'd all been placed on Jesus at Calvary. Turn me to Hebrews chapter number 10, verse number, Hebrews chapter 10. Greg put these up there in verses 3 and 4. And we'll get there in a week or two. But this is what it's talking about. Hebrews 10, 3, 4. But in those sacrifices, there's a remembrance again made of sins every year. But in those sacrifices, what sacrifices? The sacrifice of your sins, there's still a remembrance made of sins every year. Why? Verse number 4. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. They could not forgive sins. If Jesus Christ would not have died on Calvary, all those people who brought their little lambs to the altar, had them sacrificed and all, they would have all, including me and you, would have died and gone to hell. Only Jesus' blood could cleanse men of their sins. The purpose of these offerings was it was pointing to Jesus Christ. And so they, year after year after year, they would bring these lambs, bullocks, or whatever, kill them, put them on the altar. And it never, it's an important point. A lot of people don't catch this. Their sins were not forgiven. God winked at them. Literally, he overlooked it. Because he knew one day that their sins would be completely forgiven, placed under the blood. Not of the blood of bulls, not of the blood of goats, but of the blood of Jesus Christ. And aren't you glad about that? I got 2 minutes, okay? Back in Hebrews 9:12. Again, we're jumping ahead, but this kind of drives home the point. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. He entered in once into the holy place, having attained eternal redemption for us. And all God's people said, amen. Let me explain to you in 1 minute and 30 seconds what this means, okay? He entered in with his own blood. Where is he talking about? In heaven. When Jesus Christ shed his blood on Calvary, the way that the high priest would take the blood of bulls and the goats that we just said once a year and would take it to the Ark of the Covenant on the Day of Atonement, at his death, Jesus took his own blood and put it upon the Ark. I believe there's one in heaven today. And he placed it, the Bible says that he put his own blood, entered once into that holy place, the one in heaven, the one not made with hands. Remember, we talked about that. That it's not made with hands. By God's own hands, Jesus entered there. He's the high priest, the great high priest. And with his own blood, he put his blood on that Ark of the Covenant, if you will, that mercy seat, whatever you want to call it, in heaven. Here's the key. Once and for all. And then he says, eternal redemption for us. Remember, we just read that they had to do it yearly. It was just, I remember. Now our sins are as far as the east is from the west. He casts them into the sea of forgetfulness, yeah. And I will remember them no more. And I love this when I get to this point. In that sea of forgetfulness, he puts up a no fishing sign. That's for me and that's for you. When we are forgiven, why do many of us keep going back to where we used to be and feel sorry because we did this, we did, hey, we've been forgiven. And again, that's where I talked to that fella Friday who wanted to kill himself. Nobody loves me. Suffering, at least in his mind, he has no reason to live. And I told him, God loves you. He talked about his past. I said, listen, you've been forgiven. Literally, Latrice is in the car. We were going to the youth camp. Latrice is in the truck with me. I said, you've been forgiven. God's forgiven you. You need to forgive yourself. I love that he remembers it. Don't we have a great Savior? I wish I could preach right now. People are coming in. Our Father, we thank you. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, for his shed blood. And Lord, we stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. How wonderful that our Savior died for us. Lord, bless our morning worship. May you be pleased, and perhaps there's somebody here today that needs you as Savior. We pray today be that day they call upon your name. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.